Okay, so here we are talking about the movie, The Adjustment Bureau. I'll just finish off with this, and then there's another movie we can mention.
好，我们现在正在谈《命运规划局》这部电影。
Again, I don't want to say too much about this, although I do recommend you see the movie.
当然我们不应该要说太多这个剧情，因为我们是听很希望你们都能看一下这部电影。
But for all its mistakes, and obviously they didn't really sit down with a theologian and say, well, you know, we want to write a movie about God's plan. That wasn't their idea.
当然这部电影应该不是说想要写一部有关神的计划的电影。
Yeah, that they never make a statement to say, this is from the Bible.
他们也没有说哦，这是这部电影是根据圣经而来。
But again, it certainly encourages people to think about how life unfolds and what is the role of God or some higher power in our lives.
但是它绝对呢会让我们看电影的人呢会去想想我们的人生跟上帝或者说这个拥有主权者之间的关系。
And for what I would say are mistakes or things that went against the Bible,The movie redeems itself in the end, which means that in the end of the movie, there's a couple of things that happen which make you realize that maybe this movie was closer to our understanding of the divine decree than it was at the start of the movie.
在这个电影的开始跟它最后的结论的一个变化中呢，让我们看到它的结论好像更接近于我们所认识的神给我们的计划。
And again, I don't want to give away too much about the movie, but the important thing that comes out is that we define and we make our destiny.
在这电影中间，其实他在讲的是说，我们可以做我们生命的选择，我们对我们的命运是有选择权的。
See, the problem is, and I've come across people before that, you know, you try to give them the gospel or you say something about God's plan and they say, I don't have a choice. You know, or they have to make a very important decision. But they think that they can't make a decision anymore. They think that they've lost all the opportunities. They want to do something different, but they say, no, I don't have a choice. I have to do this.
就像很多人他想要有不一样的选择，但是他却以为他没有选择权。
You see this movie sometimes where somebody's supposed to get married to somebody.And the woman is saying, oh, should I really get married? Or the man is saying, should I really get married? But we sent out all the invitations. And then, you know, I gave her the ring and all the rest of it. And I can't change my mind anymore.
哦，就像有些人他们呢，本来要结婚了，然后已经发了所有的喜帖，然后也给出了订婚戒指。但是他想，已经其中有一方其实觉得他不该再跟这个人结婚了。
You see in the movie that you know they're going to have problems in their life.
那你从那种电影里面，你会想说，哦，他们将来一定会有婚姻生活，一定会有问题。
Yeah, and the wedding is taking place, and it's only at the very last minute. You know, they've got thousands of guests, and they've spent millions of dollars, and then finally at the last minute, when they're both standing at the altar, and the woman runs away or something, you know.
然后有那个电影，就是这种上千的这个客人都一起在观赏他们的婚礼。然后在教堂里面，然后新郎新娘也都站在那个马上要这个举行仪式的位置上了。那这个时候，那个女生才突然决定跑掉。
But however the movie works out, we do see that actually people do have a choice, but she should have made the choice beforehand.
所以你看到这种状况，你就晓得说，她之前认为她没有选择权了，她想要改变主意是不可能了，但是到了最后一刻，她还是有那个选择权。所以照理说，这个新娘应该更早以前就决定不要再结这个婚了。
Okay, and that concept again, it comes out in this movie. You'll see this concept that you do have choices. People can make choices.
所以这个电影呢，命运规划局呢，在最后的时候，你也会发现，就是人真的是有选择权的。
Okay, now here's another movie that we can recommend to you.
另外一部电影我们也要这个介绍给你们。
Now, this is written from one man's, he was actually writing, I guess, about his friend's experience. His friend had this experience, you know, very Christian, very deep Christian experience, and then he told his friend, and his friend wrote the book, and then it became a movie.
这个天堂小屋这部电影呢，或者就叫小屋啊，它其实是作者呢，根据他朋友的一个亲身经验的故事而写的。
Can we say it's a true story? Well, according to one man, what he thought, or what he thought he saw, it's a true story.
那这个故事呢，是一个真实的故事吗？但按照这个人经历的人，他的感受， 他所说出来的这是一个真实的故事。
Okay, so I'm not going to say it's biblical because you see some things in there and you say, well, that really doesn't seem to follow the Bible. But you have to remember everybody's experience with God is very personal and they can all be very different.
那我听认为呢，他不能够讲说这是根据圣经的一个教义的一个电影，但是我们要理解每一个人他跟神的关系都是非常个人化的，所以他我们不能去评断他，这是那个人他的故事。
Okay, but actually in this movie would probably be good even for the unbelievers to watch because it does explain certain characteristics about God which a lot of people might misunderstand.
但这部电影呢非常推荐哦，不只是基督徒看，非基督徒也可以看，因为这里面呢对于上帝的这个个性格有非常非常深刻的一个描述，而这个描述呢其实是可以让纠正我们一些人对上帝的误解。
One thing I was a bit disappointed, and this happens with a lot of Christian movies that I've seen, and I've seen very few good Christian movies actually, is they have this opportunity where they could present the gospel, but they really don't take advantage of it.
但是呢 Tim 认为呢这个电影还是有一点点可惜的是很多的这个基督教的电影都会其实很有机会好好的把这个福音哦更清楚的传递，可是他们不见得借着这个机会来传递。
We have an expression in English, we say they drop the ball. And if you drop the ball on something, it's like you had the opportunity, the ball was in your hands, and you could have made the next play, you could have done some wonderful thing with it, but then you just dropped it. So it's an idiom, we say.
King 认为这个好像有一种那个美国式的一个说法，就是说，哎，明明有一个很棒的球，你可以传递出去的时候，哎，结果你把它掉了。
Because it doesn't take much to give the gospel. All I needed to say was Jesus Christ took the punishment for your sins or something, and that concept never really quite came out. They got close. There were some things where they got close. The God's forgiven.
Most artistic creations don't want to say things so directly. That's the artistic creation.
Why?
Didn't say it at all.
See, they were talking all of these things about God and how God saves you. All of these things came out, but that part of the gospel, you know, that Jesus Christ died as your substitute or something, it could have taken one or two sentences that they could have put in there and they didn't put them in.
But then all the movies will say the same thing. If they put in all the movies...
Well, no, you can say the same thing in many different ways, but it never was quite clear.
听是觉得就是很多这个基督徒的电影都不够清楚的讲说耶稣基督为我们承担了罪，那他觉得这个福音是很重要的。
Yeah, I've seen some Christian movies actually at the end of the movie that they'll have like John 3:16, and then wow, you need that sort of concept in the movie.
有些人会讲说约翰福音
3:16。
第三章十六节会把那个金句放出来说，哎，那这样大家就清楚了。
Yeah, they've done their job, I guess. Okay, but anyway, but it's a good movie, so you know you can have a look at that.
那这是一个很棒的电影，所以请大家一定要看。
Okay, but again, it's like anything you do or you watch, you have to look at it through the prism of Bible doctrine.
所以重点是我们今天讲的这些事情，都说任何你在这世上所看的事情，甚至这些娱乐性的片子，你都要经由这个圣经的教义的灵镜，好，它的那个三角形的这个玻璃镜去分析它。
Yeah, so remember when you do watch these things, don't use it as a substitute for coming to Bible class. Don't think you're actually going to learn doctrine from these things.
但是你在看这些电影的时候，你千万别以为说你一定可以替代我们的圣经课。
But what you can use them as a complement.See, there's a difference between substituting the doctrine with Bible movies, but as a complement, because with the things that you've learned, you can apply them to the movie and you can make sort of applications within the movie.
所以这些好电影呢，它基本上不能替代我们的圣经的教导，但是呢，它可以成为是我们的一个附加的一个礼物，因为我们在看的时候呢，我们可以去经由圣经教义的教导去重新去检视这个发生的事情。
Okay, and that way when you watch things, you can actually sort of appreciate more what's going on, without having to worry about, you know, is this right or is this wrong? Because you know what's right and what's wrong.
因为我们都知道什么是对什么是错了，所以我们再去看这些电影的时候，你就不用担心说哦，这个电影的做的是否对与否，因为我们可以有能力去分析它。
Okay. You know, so that sort of finishes off that mini study, I guess.
我们这个小子题呢，我们差不多就讲到这里。
And what I want to do now is go back to our topic that we're talking about in Genesis 6:11.
好，那我们再回到我们之前在谈的创世纪六章十一节。
We keep needing to review this because it's a very important concept, and then we can add a couple of new things as well.
因为我们要一直回头来看这个创世纪第六章十一节，因为它里面有非常多的重要的一个概念。
Okay, and remember Genesis 6:11, that's sort of a pivotal verse where now we're starting to see more clearly why God is flooding the earth.
因为在第六章十一节里面呢，让我们更清楚知道为什么神要用洪水冲这个世界。
Okay, we're just reading quickly through the verse. It says, and the earth had corrupted itself before God.
好，我们现在来读一下，就是并且呢，这个地球，这个世界呢，自己呢已经败坏了，在神的面前。
And the earth was filled with, you can say unrighteousness or wrongdoing.
而这个地球呢，是充满了不正义，或者是说错误的作为。
Now remember, most Bible translations will say the earth was filled with violence.
不要忘记了，很多的圣经都把它翻译成这个地球呢是充满了暴行。
Violence, yeah, okay.
暴行。
Right.
但其实那是一个错误的翻译。
Okay, and we were looking at these verses. We went through this quite quickly, I think, last Tuesday. So I want you to, you know, we'll just go through these verses again.
我们再回来看一些我们上礼拜有提到的不同的经句。
These are all verses where they take the same word that they translate as violence in Genesis 6:11, but we'll see that the meaning in these verses is of this word is not violence, and it should be translated wrongdoing.
我们是再回复习一下，就是说很多的圣经把这个所谓的这句话翻译成地球充满了这个暴行，但实际上它应该要被翻成错误的作为。
Okay, now the word we're looking at is this word here, Hamas, which is a Hebrew word.
这个字呢是叫 Hama, 在希伯来文里面是叫 Hamas.
I should mention the LXX. Now you need to know about this for your studies. LXX is a Greek number. There's a special translation of the Old Testament from the Hebrew into the Greek.
好，在这个翻译从这个希伯来文变成希腊文的时候，
often we just refer to it as being called the LXX.
我们常常把它称之为 LXX.
And LXX, these are Roman numerals. See, L is the Roman numeral for 50.
这个是罗马数字哈。L 是代表的是50。
And then X, each X means 10. So if you put it all together, it comes to the number 70.
然后呢 ,X 代表的是十。所以 LXX 代表的是70，就50加10加10。
And the reason they call it the 70, and actually in the Greek, another word we see is Septuagint, which means the same thing. Septuagint means like the 70 writers, I think.
那如果用希腊文讲 Septuagint,
Septuagint.
就是在希腊文里面就是70。
Okay, and this is how we refer to the Greek translation of the Old Testament. This is even before the time of Jesus Christ. So all of the books of the Old Testament, from Genesis through to Micah, we call this the Septuagint. See, you have the Hebrew original scriptures,
right.
And even then they're slightly different versions. But when they translated from the Hebrew, and they took all the books of the Bible and they translated it into Greek, and this is what we call it, the Septuagint.
The Bible.
Yeah, it's the Greek Bible.
在耶稣基督来以前，他们就把这个希伯来文旧约呢翻译成了希腊文。那这个希腊文的旧约就叫 Septuagint。
Septuagint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we have the King James Bible, King James Version, or you have your Chinese versions, and they all have different versions, right? It should be from the Greek or Hebrew or the Greek into English or Chinese. Well, this was the first main translation.
那这一本呢 Septuagint 这个的旧约是第一本从希伯来文翻译成希腊文的旧约的圣经。
And you have to remember that a lot of the Jews at the time, the Hebrew language was no longer their native language. And so a lot of the Jewish people, they wanted to read the Old Testament, but they'd forgotten the Hebrew, you know, because they were no longer living in Israel, or the ancient Hebrew language was becoming forgotten by many people, and they only knew the Greek.
So Greek is the most popular language in that time.
It was more universal. It's like if you have like Chinese people and they grow up in America, they forget they're Chinese. They're going to need an American, an English version.
就在旧约后期，新约的那个还没有到新约的时候啊，很多的犹太人他们已经忘记了希伯来文怎么用、怎么读，所以他们都是在读希腊文。所以他们在读的就是 Septuagint 这样子的这个希腊文写的旧约。
So I've got this up on the screen here. The Septuagint, it was the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. This is translated around 250 BC, so 250 years before Jesus Christ.
大家看这个荧幕上就有讲，这个 Septuagint 是当时啊，在西元前250年就翻译从这个希伯来文翻译成希腊文的旧约圣经。
And it was under commission, which means it was sort of the whole project was sponsored by Ptolemy II. He was sort of like the leader, and this is North Egypt, actually it was done. His name was Ptolemy II Philadelphus.
那这个大的翻译的这个工作呢，是由北埃及的一个国王，好，他叫 Ptolemy II, 就是托勒密二世。他花钱请人做的事。
Okay, and it's a big project, so he employed 70, actually I think it was 72, the final number was 72 people. But there were 70 Hebrew scholars translating into the Koine Greek.
这个会叫做 Septuagint, 是70的原因是因为他当时雇用了72个翻译的希伯来人。他们把希伯来文翻译成希腊文。
Okay, and we call this Koine Greek. Remember the word Koine just means common. So it was the common Greek language of the time, the everyday Greek that people would speak.
好，这70多个希伯来的这些学者呢，他们是把他希伯来文的旧约翻译成了这种一般人希腊文在讲的希腊文。
Yeah, now most people would have their native language that they would speak.In the time of Jesus, actually, in the home, they would probably speak Aramaic, which is a sort of a version somewhere between Hebrew and Arab, the Arab language, but they called it Aramaic. And that was like the local market language. This was the common language in Israel at the time. Aramaic, A-R-A-M-A-I-C, Aramaic. It's a Middle Eastern language, but similar to Hebrew and similar to Arabic.
阿拉姆语就是他们在讲的是一种是叫做阿拉姆语的语言。
So when Jesus was teaching his disciples, this was probably the language he was using.
所以耶稣基督在那个时候教他的学生的时候，可能是他就是在用阿拉姆语在教学。
Okay, and aside from that, you have the Hebrew for if they're going to be studying the text. So Jesus would have been speaking, you know, when he's reading from the actual scrolls, often he'd been reading Hebrew, but many times he'd been reading from the LXX.So he'd actually be reading in the Koine Greek.
所以耶稣呢，他可能在读那些圣经的时候，他有可能是在读这个希伯来文，但也有可能是在读这个希腊文的 LXX 的版本。
And actually, when we see in the New Testament, sometimes Jesus will be speaking and he'll be saying a quote. He might say, "Moses said," and then he will quote. He's actually quoting from the LXX, not from the original Bible.
所以当耶稣说摩西说什么，他在引用摩西的话语的时候，他应该用的也是用希腊文的这个翻译本的旧约。
Or you might say, in the book of Isaiah, it is prophesied about the Messiah and blah, 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 and, oh, not blah, 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 and then he would say something, and he's quoting from the Greek, not from the Hebrew.
那他也在这个用这个什么弥赛亚的这书里面的一些京剧他在引用的时候，他也应该是用的希腊文在引用的。
Okay, and this just goes to show even Jesus accepted the accuracy of the LXX, of this version of the translation.
所以从这里呢，就看得出来呢，耶稣他其实是完全接受 LXX 这个希腊版本的旧约圣经的内容。
Yeah. Now, remember when the original scriptures are written down by the writers, like when Moses write down, this is under direct inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
我们要记得呢，当原始的旧约哈被写下来的时候，包括这个摩西所写的摩西五经啊，他其实在写的时候也是经由圣灵的引导让他写的。
So this tells us, yeah, this is the word of God, that God was inspiring these people to write down. Every letter and every little mark and stroke was perfect according to what God wanted.
所以我们要了解就是神呢，上帝呢，他在教导这些人写下来的这个圣经的内容呢，每一个字母都是经由神确认过的，这个是绝对是正确的，神的意思，神的话语。
But when Jesus took certain passages from the Old Testament and the Greek, and he spoke them and they became in the Greek New Testament, we know this is also under the Holy Spirit, so it's perfectly accurate.
而耶稣呢，他在引用希腊文翻译好成希腊文的这些旧约圣经内容的时候呢，他是用希腊文在讲述哦，所以代表耶稣他所有讲出来的，而且他引用的也都是圣灵或上帝都是同意的部分。
Okay, now we're just running out of Zoom time and we've only got 10 minutes left, so we'll just close down and then open straight up again.
好，我们还有10分钟，让我们现在关掉 Zoom 重新回来。